Together, these three unique objects make up a true travel kit for medieval priests. The objects were all found inside a wood and ivory casket at the monastery of St. Peter of Rodas. The cross is a reliquary that was worn suspended from the neck, also called an encolpium. This one probably contained a relic of the true cross. Look closely at the part that doesn't have the ring on it. The long tunic that Christ is wearing reminds us of those of Romanesque majesties. The smallest object is a chrismarium, a recipient used for storing chrism in. Chrism is a blessed mixture of oil and balsam used in consecrations and for administering certain sacraments. But the most outstanding piece of the ensemble is a portable altar that allowed Mass to be said wherever the priest travelled.
The most important part of the portable altar is a rectangular stone that had been previously consecrated. It's called an altar stone, and it's only visible from the back. The altar stone is set in a wood casing covered with silver plates. The ornamental work in the metal is of a very high quality. On the front of the altar, in the middle, there is a figure of St. John the Evangelist, with a book in his hand and an inscription that identifies him. To his left, there is another inscription stating the donors, Giusue and Alimburga.
At that time, in the 10th century, the names that were usually given for posterity were not those of the craftsmen and women, but instead of the people commissioning the work.